Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 14th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 7.5 cents at 4.33 and 3/4, May wheat down 12 cents at 5.32 and 1/4, and May beans down 1.5 cents at 11.95 and 1/4. Well, the Chinese cancellations that we knew about really hadn't had too much of an effect on wheat. It had sold off in the last couple of days, but just barely. But news this morning that the Australians had 1 million metric tons of Chinese purchases canceled. And there's a rumor around, strictly a rumor, that the French may have had some cancellations as well. So all of that, you know, pushed the wheat down. That dragged the corn down. There was some rains in Brazil. That'll help the Serafina crop, though it's still dry, but it looks like they're getting more rains. So we don't see too many problems there. And the bean market made a new high for this move. It was up the better part of 20 cents at one point today, up to 12.17 and a half. Blew through the 50-day moving average at 12.03 and just kept on going up to 12.17, but then broke as much as 22 cents off the highs to close lower on the day. Now, a lot of commodities were hit today. Cattle, hogs, for the most part, April were up 15, but the back months were lower. Feeder cattle were down sharply. Not a whole lot of green on the board. Silver, gold, Bitcoin looks to be putting in a key reversal, a historic key reversal. So the Dow Jones is down 300. There's just a lot of red out here today. The dollar is strong. It closed up 58 ticks at 103.34. That also put some pressure on the grains. Waiting to see what the NOPA is tomorrow. They're looking for 178.1 million bushels. That would be a record for February. But all in all, you know, it's just a taken on the chin kind of day for so many commodities out here. You know, the Russian election is today. Certainly Putin will win with 95 to 98% of the vote, if not 100%. But something is spooking the market here today beyond that. I'm not quite sure what it is, but with Bitcoin and the Dow down and the S&P and the NASDAQ down, bonds are down 1.5 points. So it's just one of these days where there's a pretty good sell-off out here and there's no good grain news really. So that's helped push this down as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.